School bus cancellations due to driver shortages are going down, according to new data. During the District School Board Ontario Northeast, DSB1, board meeting on April 16, the board received a presentation on how efforts to address driver shortages are working and what route cancellation numbers looked like over the last 3 months. Between September and December, there were 8.4 bus cancellations per day due to driver shortages. From January to April, that dropped to 6.8 per day. Since January 1, 11 routes were cancelled for more than 10 days, 58 routes were cancelled for less than 10 days, and 122 routes saw no cancellations. When routes are cancelled long time, we do try to get students on other routes where possible, said Superintendent Lisa Edwards. In January, DSB1 announced a gas card program that will cost about $55,000 this year. It compensates parents who have to drive their children to school when buses are cancelled due to driver shortages. When a bus is cancelled, that is a barrier for our families, said Leslie Dye, Director of Education. It's meant to honor the family and say, we know it's a burden and here's how we're trying to support you. The board will review costs for that program as part of the budget for the next school year. See, parents driving kids to school due to driver shortage being offered gas cards. Tutoring services for children who missed classes due to bus cancellations were also offered, but uptake of that option was low, with only one family signing up. Dye said that some of the issues could be that many students are looking for other learning options. I think some of our students are very tired of virtual learning and welcome the opportunity of in-person, said Dye. The board is charged per tutoring session and the services were shared with families by letters home, emails and on social media. Principals are also aware of the program and can suggest it to families. Work is also ongoing to identify challenges for recruiting and retaining bus drivers. In December, the representatives from school boards and the five bus operators in the Northeast Tri-Board Consortium met. The barriers identified are delays on criminal checks and Ministry of Transportation approvals for drivers, lack of attraction, training times, and having minimal access to testing facilities.